Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Apostle Apostolic Prophet Miller. Well, I'm back. I know I was gone for a few days, but nevertheless, we was in a holy convocation in Newport News. But thank and praise the Lord, we are back. We had a joyful time and that holy convocation, and I thank and praise the Lord for what the Lord was doing in RCC. So we just thank and praise the Lord for being back with you. And I tell you, we serve an awesome Father. And believe it or not, whether you know it or not, God is moving all over the world. Don't allow yourself to focus on the negative of what you hear and what you seeing and to cause you to doubt that God is not moving. He's not working. God is working. God is manifesting himself through the body of Christ. As the Bible said in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, he calls some with apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Well, guess what? God is still doing that. And I'm just grateful for what the Lord is doing. And I thank you. Before we left, we were talking about how faith and love works together. You can't separate the two. And I'm gonna do a little bit of reviewing and kind of get you caught up on that. I thank and praise the Lord. We was able to kind of tune in and get with Dr. Turner in Charlotte. He had his faith service for 3 days, conference for 3 days. And one of the things and what blessed me on that third night, the Lord had him to talk about love. And I'm telling you, God is saying the same thing. And like I said, God is speaking to his people. You know, some people say, God is not talking. Yes, he is. The thing is, are you listening? And that's the thing about it. The Bible tells us in Revelation, when he had Apostle John to write to the seven churches, he constantly was saying, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, he's talking about the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is saying to the church. In order to hear God's voice, first of all, you got to want to hear his voice. And I'm learning the more I walk with the Lord is not going to force us to do anything. Because God didn't want any robots, but God gave us a will that we can choose to do or don't do. We can choose to hear or don't hear. He let us decide. And if we decide to want to hear God or want to serve God, God have truly made it possible for us to do it. So there too, again, as I stated, we're going to talk a little bit more about love because it is so important. It is so important. And I want to show you through the scripture how faith and love work together. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 6th verse, and remember when the Galatians had kind of strayed away and the Jews wanted them to get back into the Mosaic of the law, and Paul had to come in there and straighten them out and get them back on the right track. Let us pray. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we thank you. I thank you and I praise you, Father, for this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made. And I just thank you for grace that we can rejoice in it, knowing that, Father, that you are still in charge as we commit and devote ourselves to your will and your way. I thank you, God, for Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. I thank how you continue daily to renew their strength as a youth. I thank you for continuing to strengthen them. I thank you for closing them in their right mind. I give you praise. I give you honor for them. And Father, I thank you right now for those that have tuned into this broadcast. And right now, I decree by the authority in your word that the Holy Spirit will bring enlightenment and understanding. Because you said to he that have an ear, let him hear. And Father, it's your will for us to know what your will is, what you would have us to do. So Father, I just thank you. I cover the viewers today. I cover them. With the blood of Jesus, we bind up all demonic activity. I bind up detraction that would try to come to detract your people. And I thank you that the Holy Spirit will be released to each one that have tuned into this broadcast, and he will bring enlightenment. Pandik, yeah, God. He will bring understanding. In Jesus' name, I just praise you today, Father. I just thank you for what you're doing all over the world. I thank you for what you're doing in the believer's life. I thank you, God, how you are strengthening those and those that choose to hear and to obey you. I want to thank you for your grace. I thank you for your grace that is continuing to empower those that want to do your will. I thank you for giving them ears to hear what you are saying. I thank you for strength. I thank you for peace, Father. I thank you for causing us not to be ignorant of Satan's device. We give you praise. We give you honor. I even thank you for those that in bereave, even right now. I pray, Father, that you will strengthen them in their inner man. I pray, God, that you would grace them that they would not allow themselves to be overwhelmed with grief, that it will cause them to withdraw. It will cause them to be depressed and stressed. But they would know if they whoever it was died in the Lord, they would see them again. So, Father, I just thank you for restoration. I praise you. And, Father, I even lift up children all over the world. And I take authority. I bind Satan's attack on the youth. I bind that worldly spirit, and I pray, Father, that you would give parents wisdom and knowledge in how to continue to train to raise up their children. And, Father, strengthen the parents in this hour. I pray that their faith don't fail them in this trying and testing time in the master's name of Jesus. And those, Father, that's dealing with ailments in their bodies, according to Isaiah 53:5, I even pray for healing to be manifest in the master's name of Jesus. I come against unbelief and doubt. I come against fear in their life in the master's name of Jesus. Father, I pray and I speak healing to those that need healing in their body where discomfort is being manifest in their life. I command it to go by the authority in your name, in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We praise you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise the Lord because truly, as I stated, the Lord is moving all over the world. And he want to move in your life if you allow him. But it begins with your faith, your confidence, your trust in God. And the way we trust God is through what his words say about him. You know, a lot of times people say, I believe. And I'm trusting God in the situation, but if you ask him, what did God say about your situation? And sometimes people say, well, I think this, listen, your faith is not supposed to be based upon what you think God's saying, but your faith's supposed to be based upon what you know God is saying about your situation. And that's why I thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong and those that God have grace to have broadcast. You see, when I observe things well, it's amazing how all over the world, you know, through technology, what God have done, because God want everybody to know him. He want everybody to know what his words say. You know, yeah, some people teaching things that don't agree with the world, but guess what? God will give you wisdom and know how to who to listen at and how to rightly divide the word, because God is our Heavenly Father. I like what Jesus said to the disciples when they said, teach us how to pray. And he began with our Father who are in heaven. And God is our Heavenly Father. And God have not left us alone. Y'all, we are not hopeless and helpless people. But I found out, even as a believer, if you don't make and find time to get in God's word or spend time in his presence, the enemy will have you to believe God done forgot about you. God ain't answering your prayer. But there too again, make and find time to spend in his presence. You know, sometimes when I'm in the presence of the Lord, I just get still and quiet. I don't say anything. And on many occasions, God has spoke to me about my situation. He have given me instruction. Not only that certain time, I done prayed about certain thing, and in the process of me reading or studying his word, God will give me the solution. God will give me the answer. So I advise you, make and find time for the Lord. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to be so busy and so caught up with what's going on this earth that you don't spend that time. Because listen, if you don't make and find time to be with the Lord, you'll regret it when adversity show up. And listen, trouble come to all of us. It gonna come. And if you haven't spent that time with the Lord, it gonna be hard for you to put your confidence and trust in him. I'm telling you, it will be a battle. But as I stated, we did a series of teaching about faith, and I always say this is not the final revelation on whatever subject or topic that I'm discussing with you. God, if you desire to know more, he will give you more. We started out in Galatians, the fifth chapter, and as I stated, he tell us in his word that faith worketh by love. And because God is a lover. God loves everybody. I have heard people that are born again believe say you can't love everybody. No, I can't with Ero and Philo. But God graces us with agape. And because the Spirit of God is in us, we can love if we choose to, but you have to do it by faith. I found out a lot of times people done try to operate and be doers of God's word based on how they feel and based upon what their circumstance or their situation is about, but that's not where it works. Faith is taking God at his word. If you want to know where your faith began, it began what God's word, or what the will of God, where the will of God and the word of God is the same thing. So there too again, as we stated in Galatians 5:6, that was our foundation scripture. It said, for in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. And there too again, we born again believers, we have to operate by faith in love. That's the way it goes. One of the first commandments, we shared that with you in Matthew. We shared that in Matthew, I believe, with Matthew, the 22nd chapter, 38 verse, if I'm not making a mistake. It was telling us about the first and the second commandment, the greatest commandment. The first is to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And the second one is to love thy neighbor as thyself. That's fulfilled. A lot of people say, well, you don't have to keep the Ten Commandments. Well, it's summed down to two. If you loving God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, guess what? You ain't going to kill. You ain't going to steal. You ain't going to cover. You ain't going to want your neighbor. You ain't going to commit adultery. And God, through grace, which when Christ came, he made it possible. So we were saved through grace and faith. But Jesus made it possible. He made the will of God, shall I say, possible that we can do it. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians, it tells us how we were saved. And there too, again, like I said, we got to stick with the word. We're living in a time when Paul told Timothy, he said, many going to depart from the faith, and they're going to be seduced. By the devil. And the enemy got people thinking all kind of crazy stuff, want some people to be, ain't no way you can do it. But like I said, the Bible tells in Ephesians, the second chapter, in a verse, that by grace are ye saved through faith. And like I said, it's nothing that we can boast about, but it's a gift of God. And I have some notes about grace. And I want you, it's a grace to live right. That's Hebrews 12:28. Grace have been taught as simple, God's unmerited favor. It is indeed his favor and cannot be bought or earned. However, it is also empower us to obey him. And the evidence that we truly receive grace is our godly lifestyle. Our obedience to God's word confirms grace reality in our life. And that is so important. A lot of times People talk about the unmerited favor of God. That is part of grace. That's but the thing that God gave me some over 27 years ago when I got saved, he let me know that grace also empower us to obey God, you know. Because we can't do it unless God help us. That one of the things about the Old Testament, it talk about what God wanted mankind to do, but mankind could not do what God wanted him to do unless God help him. And that's why I thank God for Jesus. I thank God, the Bible tell us, if any man in Christ, he is a new creation. That means God do away with the sin nature. The blood of Jesus cleanse us from a dead country. It cleans up from that sin country. It break the power of sin in us. That's why when you get born again, you find yourself, you want to do what's right in the eyes of God, or better yet, what his words say. You find yourself want to do right. That's because God's divine nature is in us. God give us everything we need. Hear me. If you're not experienced that, I want you to know you have access to everything that you need to obey and to do what God wants you to do, and it come in the form of grace. And I'm still reading. Also, he said, our obedience to God will confirm grace reality in our life. The evidence of us being truly saved is by the grace of Jesus Christ is that we have the lifestyle to prove it. And there too, again, I want you to know that, and I'm going to read it again so you can hear what I'm saying. Grace to live right. That'll be Hebrews 12 and 28. Grace have been taught as simple God unmerited favor. It is indeed his favor and cannot be bought or earned. However, it's also empower us to obey him, and the evidence that we truly receiving grace is our godless lifestyle. Our obedience to God's word confirm grace reality in our life. That agree with James 2:17-19. The evidence of we being truly saved by the grace of Jesus Christ is that we have the lifestyle to prove it. Amen. Would you not agree with that? Because as I state, it is so important that we know that God would not ask us to do anything. And there too, again, grace empower us to live in according with his nature. That's 2 Peter, the first chapter, 2 and 4. Because this is so important, even in Titus. The second chapter, the 11th verse, he said, we are to maintain good works by the power of God's grace in our life. If we didn't have grace before, we weren't saved, nor did the Old Testament saints. But we in this new covenant, we've been graced with the ability. Not only is unmerited favor, but we've been graced with the power to obey and do what God say do. But like I said, faith is the currency. Faith connects us with God and calls us to be able to reap our inheritance. Faith is the currency for the kingdom of God. It connects us with God, calls us to communicate with God, and without faith, in Hebrews 11th chapter, it tells us it's impossible to please God without faith. You know, I learned this a long time ago. I used to thought if I cried long enough, if I mum and complain long enough, God would do something about my situation. And I found out that God would touch with my infirmity. But what moves God, when I say move God, what move and cause God to get involved with your situation and my situation is our faith. I'm telling you, his faith. That's why it says impossible to please him without faith. He that come to God must believe that God is. But like I said, when he said faith working by love, I want you to know what love has to do with faith. How do it connect with it? And we living in a time. It's a lot of hatred. It's just a lot of bitterness. Come on. We're living in that hour. But as a born-again believer, hear me and hear me good. We supposed to operate in that agape love. And love, if you go to Galatians, the the fifth chapter, in the 22nd verse, it tells us, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. The first one, the fruit of the Spirit, and it's talking about the Holy Spirit. As you and I continue to be not only hearers, but doers of the word and do what God tells us to do, we would develop godly character. God nature is to love, and our God is in us. We can love the unlovable. I want you to hear me. I have had people say, Prophet Miller, you can't love everybody. I can't, but the love of God, that's Romans 5:5. It said the love of God been shared abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Well, he's in us. He's in our, when you, the nature of God is in us. And if you are born, if you truly been born again, you want to love. You want to forgive. You want to do what's right. Now, if you ain't careful, right before we got in that 22nd verse, Paul began to tell them the fruit of the work of the flesh. But he let us know in that 13th verse, in that 5th chapter, is it for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not your liberty for the occasion to the flesh, but by love serving one another. The reason why he said your flesh desires. Now, when you get born again, you know, you still have flesh desire. Let me give you an example. Flesh gonna always want to be in control. Now, you still have your flesh desires, but once you be born again, the nature of God come in, and that's why you'll find yourself you want to do right. But at the same time, sometimes you find your natural or your flesh desires to override you. If you're not a student of God's word, if you're not one meditating on God's word and being consistent in doing what the word say, this is so important. You know, I have heard some people say, well, some of your teaching is elementary. I don't deny that. But I found out everybody is not on the same level. The Bible said we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. You know, some people say it's a faith movement. As I said in the series of faith, faith is not a movement, but faith is a lifestyle. It's that we go from faith to faith. So how it is? The scripture said we go from faith to faith and glory to glory. That's the scripture. We're going to always, as long as we're on this earth, operate by faith, because that's what God chooses us to do. And who know what's better for us as human than our creator? And like I said, can't nobody go up in God's face and say, I don't know. Romans, the first chapter, said we're without excuse. It even said the way God created this earth, deep down, it's in all our country, even when I was a sinner. I know what was right and wrong. I might have didn't do it. And didn't want to do it from time to time, but I know what was right and what was wrong. Because God put that in all of us. And if we continue to do it and build on that, we're coming to the point we want to be saved. So we were that excuse to say, we don't know. Some people, I don't know. Even if you don't want to know, the way God established and created this earth, you do know. You do know. Even when you look around, the world bear witness and evidence that it's someone more powerful than man. You ever done been to any beach? You look at all that water. What could man do? Man, ain't no way man could provide all that water in the ocean. You go up in the mountain. Ain't no way man could put those trees or plant them trees on the side of the mountain like that. The world is a witness, bear witness that is someone more greater than mankind. But like I said, God have choose us to operate by faith. And like I said, in Galatians, the 5th chapter, when Apostle Paul rebuked them for going back and trying to please God according to the Mosaic law. And they were saying that if they weren't circumcised, that's the way the Jews taught. They said if you weren't circumcised, then you wasn't a believer. And Paul straightened them out. No, that he even used that word, who be with them, because they was walking the way God wanted them to walk. But you have to do it by faith. And that's when he even began to tell them And like I said, in that 13th verse, he was telling them that God had given them liberty. But before he said that, in that 5th verse, he said, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. He kept talking about faith because faith is what connects us with God, not our feelings. Please hear me. Your feelings don't connect you to God. We can't communicate with God according to how we feel. Now, sometimes the presence of God is very tangible. But when the presence of God is not tangible, you got to know how to keep walking. And here people say, I just don't feel like the Lord is with me. Now, that's contradicting what God's word say, because God said in his word, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said in Hebrew, you can boldly say the Lord is your helper, because he the same yesterday, today, and forever. That yesterday means when he walked on the earth, he haven't changed. And Jesus even said and told those disciples, he said, it's expedient for you that I go, that I depart. Because if I don't come, the Holy Spirit, he said, if I don't leave, the Holy Spirit won't come. Jesus couldn't be everywhere at the same time. But God made it possible through Jesus, by he depart and the Holy Spirit. God can be in you. Now, like the Spirit of God is in me. And I'm sharing this message that God gave me. Well, guess what? If you are born again, the Spirit of God is in you too. Now, the Spirit of God in you will bear witness of what the Spirit of God is saying to me to share with you if you choose to. Why you say choose? Because it's up to you. You choose whether you want to receive what God's saying through me, just like I choose. You know, in my traveling and in different service that I attend, I learn. A lot of time in people's jurisdiction, they may do things different. They are tired. Their garments might be different, and they consecrate service, their holy convocation service. But you know what? I don't go in there looking. I go in there expecting to hear the voice of God. That's what I go in there and do. Now, some people, you know, it ain't in your garment, all of that, but that's another teaching. I don't want to get in that, because if you go in Exodus, when he was telling them about that Aaron, his son, to be priest, he told them their garment that they need to wear. Leviticus talk about the garment. Joshua talk about it. Ezekiel talk about it. But there, too, again, the point I'm making is this. It's the Spirit of God that connect us. You know, some people going to with this denomination. No. That was man-made. When Jesus came, he did away with the denomination. He connected all of us. He called us to be one. That's why Paul even said it's nor male or female. Some people get stuck on that. I don't want to hear no female. I want to hear a male. But that's contrary. That's what Paul even told the Galatians. He says nor male or female. It's all about the Spirit of God. And through Jesus, death, his coming, death, burial, and resurrection, he connect all of us, all nationality. Come on, somebody. It's only one race, that's the human race. But the enemy try to get people, oh, they black, they white. I know some people operate in that. I'm not naive, you know. But we have to let the Holy Spirit lead us. But as I stated, he was letting them know. He said, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even as thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, he's talking to about the believer, take heed that ye be not consumed one another. And then he began to go on in that 16th verse. He said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit. How you walk in the Spirit? Well, Jesus said, the words that I speak are spirit and life. The word of God is spirit and life. And when we do what the word said, we won't give our flesh the desire. Well, he said the lust of the flesh. That means that lust don't always mean a fornicating or some kind of sexual activity. But it's talking about when we, listen at me good, when we walk in the Spirit means we doing what God's word tell us to do. That's what it means. If when we do that, we shut the door or we suppress the desires of the flesh. And that's why Jesus said on one occasion, if any man fall after me, let him deny himself And why do I deny myself? I have to suppress and shut down and resist not only the thoughts, but the desire that want me to rebel and disobey what God wants me to do. You know, I was studying today, and I'm telling you, disobedient, a lot of times people just willingly, and I've been down that road, they willingly sin, they willingly disobey God, they rebel against God. But let me tell you something, every time you do that, you activating the law that come against you. And it, just like in the natural, his laws, natural law, well, let me tell you something, his spiritual laws as well. And when we violate them laws, we suffer the consequences. And just like we have to get knowledge and learn about natural law, so it is in the spirit. And by reading God's word, studying God's word, searching out his word, we learn about his spiritual laws. The Bible said the law, a life in Christ Jesus set me free from the laws of sin and death. But when you willingly operate in disobedience and rebel, you activate the law of sin and death. But that's another teaching. But I want us to know, and this is what he was saying. Then he going down 16 verse. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the spirit, he come out the Holy Spirit, and he come out, and when we be led by the Holy Spirit and led by God's word, instead of interest word, bring life. God's word will lead and guide us. Well, it can't lead and guide you if you don't know it. And then if the Holy Spirit told you what to do, you won't recognize the voice of God. Because anytime the Holy Spirit speak to you and I, he going to always, it's going to always be in agreement with what is written. Now, if you have some people that say, well, now, the Holy Spirit, and a lot of times it ain't written, but I tell you what, the way it works, it always in the same arena what God's word say. So don't let the enemy tell you that. Because we're living in the time there's a lot of false teachers, just like false prophets. But also, now, when you get in that 19th verse, now, Paul want to give you show you what it means to operate in the flesh. It said, now the work of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, various, immolation, wrath, strife, seditious, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelation, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I also told you in time past, that these which do such things should not inherit the kingdom of God. 22nd verse, but, look what he said, but the fruit of the Spirit, he come out the Holy Spirit. These are fruits of the Holy Spirit. That's why it's so important that you need to receive the Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Meekness, temperance, against such there's no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and love. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. And see, there too again, and he was telling them how to get back on the right road and telling them how they supposed to be led by the Spirit. Come out the Holy Spirit. We're supposed to do what Christ did for them at Calvary, you know. And you got some saying, now, so I can sense this in my voice. Somebody might say, well, Prophet Miller, suppose somebody say they saved, and you seeing the work of the flesh. That's somebody that is ignorant, immature, or they don't know what the words say, or they know what the words say, or they choose not to do it because they think that they supposed to live by their feelings. I done been down that road. When I first got saved, I had to learn what it means to live by the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit. Just like I shared with you, it said in that 16th verse, I didn't know how to walk in the Spirit. I didn't know how to live, what that meant. And I found out that meant doing what the words say, because it's a verse for every situation of your life. And like I said, we've been talking about love, and love is so important, I'm telling you. But he was letting them know how you can allow your flesh to do it. And like I said, even though you've been saved, I want you to hear me good. Now I'm reading a note. It says the spirit of conflict within the believer involves the totality of his person as his struggle to determine whether he will wholly surrender the inclination of the flesh and return to dominate sin. If you continue, once you get born again, I'm kind of sense I got to go a little way this way. Once you get born again, and if you don't get in the Word, find out what the Word of God say and be a doer of it, you'll find yourself going back to relate and allow yourself to be led by your flesh desire. That's right. You'll go back and allow yourself, hear me good, you allow yourself to go back and you'll start letting your flesh dominate you. Your flesh will tell you what to do, when to do it in a situation. Let's go to Colossians, the third chapter, the 17th verse, the third chapter. There too again. Now, in Colossians, the third chapter, even in the beginning verse, it said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him. Other words, our mind shall always, when he said our mind on God, we supposed to be always thinking about what God requires for us in eternity. That's what our life supposed to be about. It's not a day past that I'm not thinking about what God would have me to do, and I think about eternity because that is so important. And a lot of people, just they think, well, I'm just going to heaven, but let me tell you something. The Bible says, appointed unto man once to die, and after that to judgment. As a born-again believer, you're going to stand before the judgment. You're going to stand before God. And Jesus is the judge, and we're going to have to give an account for our life on this earth. As born-again believers, what did we do based upon what God required us to do? Now, a lot of people don't believe that's true. Some people don't even know that. Yeah, it's good going to heaven. But this time, after God revealed this to me years ago, I made up in my mind, Father, I don't want to stand before you if I haven't did my assignment to the best of my ability. And that is so important. So don't let anybody have you to believe just when you get to heaven, he's going to be all over. No, you're going to have to stand before the judge. Now, I'm just going to give you that little bit because I want to continue to do what I'm doing. Okay, because in that 4, he said, for ye are dead in your life, is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him. Look at the 5th verse. He said, mortify therefore your members which is upon the earth. Now, you see, he's talking about how flesh, how you operate. You don't have to yield to your flesh because your flesh will cause you to do these things. Your flesh, your desires of your flesh, and that's why Jesus told them, disciples, you got to deny yourself, because flesh is selfish. Flesh don't want to walk in love unless it don't, if it's not benefiting flesh. But in the spirit realm, it's a whole different thing. I'm not going to take up all the time to read all that, the 5th verse, but look at the 6th. It's of which things say the wrath of God come on the children of disobedience. In which ye also walk sometime when you live in them. But now ye also put off all of the anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. Seeing that you have put off the old man with his deed, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge, after the image of him that created you, to my God, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision or uncircumcision, barbarian, bond, not free, but Christ is all in all. See, there to get, I want you to see this. He's telling you in how we supposed to walk as born-again believers. As I said when I read my notes about grace, If you are born again believer, as I said, grace will empower you. And your lifestyle and my lifestyle will be evidence that we've been born again and we operate in God's grace. Because that's one of the things grace do. Not only you do your unmerited favor, but grace empower you and I. If God said forgive, guess what? You do it by faith. See, walking with God, everything we do is by faith. It ain't how I feel or what I want to do, but my love for God motivate me to do what God want me to do. That's what, see, love is a motivator. But the love of God don't only motivate me, but grace is there to help me to do it. Okay? He said, look at the 12th verse. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy, beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. In so many scriptures in the Bible, in the epistles of Paul and Peter, it talk about love. Everybody know in 1 Corinthians 13, it called the love chapter. And it demonstrate to us how the agape love, how it works. And how when we let it operate in us, I don't think I'm going to get there this evening. But like I said, I'm talking about what love has to do with faith. Faith worketh by love. And I'm telling you, there's too much of hatred in the world. It shouldn't be hatred in the body of Christ. If you're born again, believe, it shouldn't be no hatred in Christ in your home. Come on, somebody. The Bible said, get angry and sin not. Some took place on Monday in my life. I had I did get angry, but I didn't sin, you know. But the Lord even rebuked me because he said that I had to bring somebody in to help you with this. But I don't have no bitterness or resentment in me. Don't get me wrong. I was tempted to. See, it's not a sin to be tempted, but it's a sin to yield to temptation. Because through Jesus coming, death, burial, and resurrection, and God, we don't have to yield. Temptation is only something that's constantly trying to get you to go contrary the way that God wants you to go. And we don't have to do that, my brother and my sister. Stop letting the devil tell you that you can't live right. Yes, you can. I hear people say a lot of times, well, I ain't perfect. The one in you is perfect. Most of the time you see that word perfect, talking about mature. You have to mature in the things of God. But see, you have to do it by faith. For years of my life, I tried, my faith was in how I felt. If I felt like forgiving, I forgave. If I felt like loving you, I love you. If I felt like saying thank you, but I had to learn when I crossed over, or better yet, got saved, that I had to learn is by faith. I do it because I love you, God. And once you and I do it by faith, we will experience the power to walk in it. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a good word. Thank you, Lord. Look at 13, for he said, forbear one another. And forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. You don't wait on nobody to come to you and say, I did you wrong, forgive me. Because you know what? Sometimes people don't come back and say, I'm sorry. I ask you for forgiveness. But you, as a born-again believer, the moment you know that you've been offended to somebody, you got to forgive them. And guess what? The Lord might have you to go to them. But even if the Lord don't need to go, you still got to forgive them. Come on. Look at the 14th verse. And above all these things, put on charity. That word charity is equal to love. That's what it's saying. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectionist. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwelling you rich in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, do it in word, whatever you do in deeds in word. He said, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father for him. Is he there too again? He's telling us how we supposed to conduct ourselves. You think God don't know this is a crooked world? And I found out. Yes, the enemy is against us. It's evil all in the world. Evil can be all around us sometimes. But we still, God still require us to do right by people. But you're going to have to do it by faith. It ain't gonna be based on what you want to do sometimes. Sometimes it's old saints used to say it's gonna be like grin your teeth that you, but you still got to do it. Oh, I'm gonna do it because your flesh will rise up and say, you know what? I'm gonna take that, honey. The Lord just going to help me because I want to. God done already help you. You got grace, and God will help you to do what He say do. The Bible said be slow to speak and with to hear. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. The wrath of man don't work the righteousness of God. This is what God said. Now, our Heavenly Father, there too again, I say this all the time, He is not going to require anything from you and I that He have not graced us or given us what we need to do it. Stop letting the enemy make you believe you can't do what God say do. That just like say, God, you don't know me. God, you telling me I need to forgive. God, you telling me I need to pray. God, you telling me I need to do that. But God, I just can't do it. God know what you can do. He know what you can't do. That's why He done made everything available for you and I. If we choose to live right, we can live. But He ain't going to make you live right. He's not. Listen. God ain't going to make you read your word. A lot of times God wake me up. Anywhere from when I go to bed, you know, early, and I try to get in bed early, God will wake me up between 1:30 or 3 o'clock. And for the most time, I'd be woke the rest of the night studying, you know, and talking to the Lord. Now, here there have been times He woke me up, and I laid in the bed and talked to Him a little bit and went right back to sleep. He didn't get on me and say, you should have stayed woke. No. God loves us so much, He give us the same right He gave Adam and Eve. He let them choose whether they were going to obey or disobey. But guess what? They suffered the consequences for they disobey just like we do. Because I'm here to tell you, when you don't spend that time with it and trouble come on the scene, if that word ain't rooted and grounded in you, you're going to find yourself reacting. Allow your flesh to lead you. And that don't never be good. Come on now. I'm telling you, it don't never be good. And then He gone down with the Christian family. Okay, go to the 18th verse. It tell your wife, submit yourself unto your own husband as it fit in the Lord. Husband, love your wife and be not bitter against her. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing. And see, the thing that, like I said, God give us specific instruction. He tell us how to conduct ourselves in every situation. But like I said, a lot of times the enemy will have you to believe, I can't do that. No, really, you don't want to do it. I used to tell the Lord that. In the beginning, I said, God, I do. And sometimes I don't say that like I used to. I used to say, God, I don't want to. He said, okay, but you'll suffer the consequences. Woe to you if you don't. And y'all, that's a woe to all of us. Woe unto all of us when we don't do what God say about our situation of when somebody mistreating us. Let's go. Let me see. Hallelujah. Lord, I love you. I love you. I bless you. No, it's Romans the 12th chapter. I'm sorry. Romans the 12th chapter. And starting at that 9th verse, he said, let love be without dissimulation or heart. that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. See, like I said, the Bible, this epistle is full of talking about operating in love. And the reason why, because faith and love is connected. You can't separate the two. If you want your faith to be affected when you apply it to your situation, you got to operate in love. Now, love don't mean you letting somebody be a pushover and just do you any kind of way and you can't stand up for yourself. No, no. That ain't the love of God. Look how Jesus stood up to the Pharisees and all of those that wanted to do it. But the way he did it gentle, sometimes even if he raised it, but he knows how to operate in the love of God. Love, the love of God don't mean you let somebody just do you any kind of way. No. You have a right to stand up. When something happened to me on Monday, I told him, I said, look, I'm a Christian. I don't curse. I don't do profanity, but I know how to conduct myself, you know, with wisdom, and I know how to talk to you. Yeah, but yeah, the wrath and the flesh want to rise up, but thank God for grace. Okay? And he said, be kindly affected one to another with brotherly love and honor, prefer one another. So there to get, that's why I say, I want you to see how he telling us, come on somebody, I want you to see how he telling us how we supposed to conduct ourselves. What I'm going to do, I'm going in the Amplify. We got several more minutes. I'm going to go in the Amplify. In that 12th chapter and read those same verses, because this is so important. I want to show you based upon what the words say about love. And the reason why, like I said, you can, even in the four gospels, Jesus talked about love. Go in these epistles, you'll see it talking about love, because love have everything to do with it causing our faith to be affected. Some people say, I don't know why God didn't answer my prayer. Could it be you're not operating in love? Could it be you walking around here with an attitude, walking around here with all in offenses and unforgiveness? Can it be love that you spread evil about people that done mistreat you? See, all of that, even with healing, a lot of people don't realize that could block your healing. Or better yet, it can hinder it. I don't believe that. Well, I'm just showing you in the Word. I ain't telling you. I'm just showing you in the Word. You see, when it's just like a father in the natural, a parent in the natural ain't going to give you instruction, and you just outright rebel and don't do what they do and then expect for them to reward you for it. Don't work that. Yeah, yes, God is a God of love, but he is a God of justice too. And this is what a lot of people don't realize when it comes down to God. His God will answer every prayer. Even in Mark 11, he even told you when you pray, when you stand and pray, if you have all against any, forgive. And I'm telling you, it's so much of bitterness and resentment in the body of Christ. Jack talking about John. John talking about Jack to Sue. And it's sad, the spreading all this discord, all this division. The Bible even said, if your brother offend you, you go to your brother and your brother-in-law. You ain't going to them to prove who right and who wrong, but you want the relationship to be restored. Been there. But I'm telling you, when we truly love God according to what the Word says, we want to do it his way. Romans 12:9. And I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. Romans 12:9. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 12:9. Let your love be sincere, a real thing. Hate what is evil. Love to all ungodliness. Turn in horror from weakness, but hold fast to that which is good. You hear what he's saying? And this is so important. It is so important. Well, Prophet Miller, you just don't understand. And now if people don't love like God no more. Now, the Bible tells us in Matthew, the 24th chapter, he said the love of many going to wax cold. He ain't talking about the sinner. He talking about the saints. You got a lot of saints. They being seduced by the enemy, and they not walking in love. They not walking. They don't have godly care. But listen, my brother and sister, that don't mean that you got to get with them. I made up in my mind a long time ago, I'm going to stick with God. That just it. In my prayer every day, And God began to show me. He said, the more you acknowledge what Christ came to do, the more it will cause you to keep your flesh in its place. By you, that's what Philemon said, 1 and 8. He said, by you and I acknowledging every good thing, I have the mind of Christ. The nature of God is on the inside of me. I can do all things this day through Christ that strengthened me. Great is God that is in me, that he that's in the world. I can overcome every obstacle, every problem. It's my faith in God and in his word that caused me to overcome. And see, by you acknowledge and declaring that every day over your life, you'll find yourself, the reality of it begin to come, and you'll find yourself doing it. God, I thank you. My steps is ordered by the Lord. One day the Lord told me, he said, you don't believe your steps is ordered by me. And some of you said, my steps are ordered by the Lord. But when thing is not pleasant in your life, what God is? Why is this happening to me? I thought you said that yourself, you didn't believe that. You were just saying it, but you didn't have no confidence or you didn't have faith in it. Oh, that's a good word. Thank you, Father. Thank you for leading us this way. Thank you. Going into 10th verse, like I said, I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. He said, love one another with brotherly affection as members of one family, giving receipt and showing honor to one another. He's talking about, this is not to the sinner. To my born-again believers. Come on now. My nature, I don't have a sin nature anymore, but my flesh. Y'all, sometimes my flesh want me to talk about the evil about people. The Bible said love cover mother to the sin. Now, some people don't understand what that means. What that means, you don't go around and parade and celebrate the evil in nobody. Because in Christ, we're all brothers and sisters. No, you don't go around and parade. You don't write a banner and show your brother and sister mess. The Bible said a righteous cover. If they got a problem, you pray for them. If you feel you can't go talk to them, well, just pray for them. And if somebody come up you with a cover, let's just pray for so-and-so. I thank God for the late Ida Bear Parker. You know, that was my spiritual mom. I mean, that she was truly an example of the believer. She really allowed the agape love. I didn't get in that today. She allowed that love to restrain and sustain her. She taught me how to love. I never heard that woman go around and talk about nobody. Even, and I know people would do her wrong, but she did not voice it. That's how mature she was in the things of God. And I'm telling you, in this hour and time, if you are a born-again believer, it should be a different with your walk than it is this sinner. You should be acting and talking like them. Because I'm telling you, it will affect your faith. It'll hinder the manifestation of what God wants to do for you in your life. Father, in the master's name of Jesus, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for those that hear your word. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Even after we get off the airways, to how the Holy Spirit going to continue to deal with them pertaining to what you said about love. And Father, even as they get in your word, I thank you for your grace that will empower them that they can do what you say and they do it by faith and not by what they feel. And right now I take authority over all demonic voices that want to torment them when it come down to offenses and what people done did to them. Even Father, in previous years, help them to forgive those that trespass against them, regardless to when it happened. But Father, help them to do it. And let them know they do it by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your day, your evening. And remember, God loves you, and we do too.